Thank Lindsay as well for praying before I started. And we talk about the Lord blessing the reading of his word and blessing the discussion of his word always before we start. But even in that statement, I think that it's important before I do go into the study of a couple of Psalms this afternoon that we discuss Bible study quickly and just the impact that it has on our lives, because studying the word of God is an informative process, but it's also an obligation on our part to make sure that it's an inductive process as well, meaning that as it's important to always reinforce the lessons which we learn on the one hand, and the expected occasions and situations in life where we're going to apply these lessons. And because it's such a dynamic book, the Bible itself is able to be a source of support in a lot of different types of situations, a lot of different occasions. And because different sections of God's word are all put together so marvelously, there are different parts that sometimes seem more kind of intrinsically amenable to practical application than other parts. And when you observe these different perspectives, from guidance, from prophecy, and you just kind of compare and how I'm going to use this in my life, what does this really mean to me? What I tend to find is that when you get kind of that inspired clarity from the Lord about what this means to you, then what really happens is the Holy Spirit helps to bridge that gap. So as you're reading the Word of God, you are already thinking about your life, and then as you're going about your life, you're thinking about the Word of God, and it's a dynamic two-way process. And as well as kind of